because I couldn't stop thinking about it.
All right. We will, all right, we're going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting at 10:08.
Let it go, but it's the, I think it's
due to our hearing lasting a little longer than we thought. All right.
Let's have a word. Heavenly Father, we lift up John Cunningham and family today. We want to be with them in a special way. Lord, we thank you, God, as we begin to work in this budget, God. We continue to ask you to give them wisdom. Everybody be satisfied in the county. We just give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor and honor to Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
All right, and we will...
Y'all be sure to sit next to one another.
Besties.
You know... All right, well, we will go ahead and start with the open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda. For consideration, each person addressed to the court may be limited to 3 minutes. And as usual, unless it is an agenda item, we cannot speak back to it unless it is a factual statement about what is being said. So at this point, do we have anyone who wishes to address the court? Anyone? All right. If not, and I just want to make a record note that Commissioner Precinct 1 is not in today. And as he said earlier, just keep him and his family in your prayers, for sure. So, anyway, if we have no one, Commissioner? All right. So then we will move. I'm going to do the addendum first. We'll go ahead and get it out of the way. We have an addendum to... Okay, so we'll do it after number 8. I'm sorry. I'm putting the cart before the horse. Happens. Item number 2, discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of a special budget as certified by the county auditor in accordance with the provisions of Local Government Code 111.106 to recognize revenues and establish accurate budget levels for funding received after budget approval. So revenues of 025-000-45690 of Community Rural Health of $9,000 to the expenses of 025-908-53001, FDA training of $4,000 and expenses of 025-908-53002, FDA self-assessment grant of $5,000. And anything else you want to add to that? It's pretty self-explanatory. Motion by 3, second by 4. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Yep. All right, item number 3, discussion and possible action regarding payment of the August 25th, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. I am not going to read all of those. So if y'all want to read over those, look at those. If you have any questions on it, commissioners, let me know. And we've discussed an item as it is. If you'll take a few minutes and just review them, and then we'll let Penny start with hers.
Does the Better Built IMC, does that cover all of his invoices or just one of his invoices? I understand there was
labor and materials, yes, so that's complete.
That's everything?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
County, letter I, can you speak on that, what that is?
So for the certificate of obligation, we have to pay twice a year on our, that's the 2016. It will be over don't remember what year. Do you, Christy?
I do not.
It goes at least till 2031.
So this is a 20, that's not a typo, that's a 2016.
This is a standard payment. We make two payments a year.
The printed goes into what we call a ways contract.
We entered it in 16.
Still trying to get out of that.
Okay. Part of the ways contract.
Okay.
Way services.
That's fair as much still. But, and then that trailer associates, those amounts for the grant, those coming out of the grant fund, right? Mm-hmm. So that's not additional expense.
No, that's a grant fund.
Grant funds.
Okay. Thank you.
How much longer do we have on the way services?
It goes at least till 2031. I don't know if that, don't quote me on that, but it's at least.
Would we not be better off just look at some point paying that off?
Well, next year
is the penalty part built into the front of it.
Next year is the first year that we do not
have
a
availability. Yeah, so.
The interest rates are probably better.
Yeah, I don't know the rate change, but I know that the penalty is pretty substantial to try to pay it off early. Because we've looked at it a couple of years in a row, try to just be done with that thing. That was all before this time with us.
All before this court.
All right. So, Penny, go ahead.
From the general fund, $504,278.68. Road and Bridge, $15,128.81. Mosquito Control, $2,124.99. Adult Probation, $2,002.24. Airport, $2,258.32. Consolidated Accounts, $15,000. ARPA, zero, for a total payment of $538,993.04.
Motion by 4. Second by 3. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 4, discussion possible action regarding a line item transfer in the tax office from 001-301-57550 of $350 going to 001-301-57500 $350 purpose to cover purchases throughout the rest of the year. That's pretty self-explanatory, Octavia. Alright. Motion. Motion by 2. Second by 4. Any further discussion?
That's number 3. You said 4. I don't think I need to correct that. I'm sorry.
Which one, Nate?
You said item number 4, and we're actually item number 3. Am I doing that?
Mm.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
See, I usually run pretty confused. I was really getting confused.
We're sitting here comparing one.
All right, there you go.
Mine says 3.
Yeah. Was this like color coordination day or something? I'm just kind of.
We're supposed to wear yellow now.
Yes. There's nothing yellow in Aggie in it. I'm just telling you. All right.
Well, no, all my papers are attached to it. Sorry. Yeah. Thanks.
Right. So we have a motion by 2 and a second by 4. Any further discussion now? All in favor? Any opposed? All right, item number 5. We're on the same page, item number 5. Let's just check engine.
Shell and I are on 4, but y'all
ain't
listen
to me. I can't mess with her. She ain't going to listen to me. All right, item number 5 is discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for the Orange County Jail from 001-743-57550, repairs, rental construction of $2,000 going to 001-743-5100 of office supplies of $2,000. Purpose to replace the line item for necessary copy paper for jail's everyday use and the purchase of other supplies required until the end of the budget year. You need to add to that, Bobby. I think we're good on that share.
Yes. Right.
Motion by 3.
Sorry.
Second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Item number six, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for the purchasing department from 001-309-5999, other of $642.45, going to 001-309-54550, travel registration dues of $642.45. Purpose, to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Anything you need to add to that? It's pretty self-explanatory. Like I said, a lot of these are just transfers by the end of the year. We do them every year the same way. Motion by three, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for transportation from 001-602-51140, extra help salaries of $500, going to 001-602-51270, group health, life, and dental, and $500, purpose to provide for benefits of the driver, the Jasper area, for the remainder of the fiscal year. Once again, this self-explanatory on that. Motion. And a motion by three, second by, do I have a second?
Wasn't that supposed to come out of the, when it may still be, is it coming out of the,
okay. It's coming out of Jasper.
Yeah. Second by two, further discussion.
Then that will end October.
December.
Tomorrow?
She's ready. She's ready. All right. Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Number eight, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for, whoop, I got to go read the addendum first. Now we're going to go back to the addendum.
Where's the addendum?
Yeah, so the addendum should be on the back of your, yeah, I'm going to read this first, but then you'll have the addendum so you'll know what we're talking about. All right, so item number eight is road and bridge from 001-111-53830, contingency of $225,500, going to 002-573-57590, equipment of $225,500, purpose to cover the purchase of one SVL110 skid steer for $98,990.73 and one Kubota KX080 excavator for $126,471.45. And the addendum is actually the approval of the rest of it. But this is the first step. So,
second.
All right. Motion by three, second by four. Four. Any further discussion?
I what are we doing this?
Just trying to get the equipment while the equipment's available, because it's on the yard. So, I mean, if we wait till next budget year, it's going to be the same purchase. It may be a little bit more expensive, and they may not have it available, and we need
everybody,
the equipment.
Everybody's budget goes October. Yeah. The same thing that we use, everybody else uses.
Yeah, so as soon as it hits the other ones, it may be gone, and then we don't have it, and then the new one we would purchase would probably be at least 10 to 15% more expensive. At least that much expensive. So we're purchasing why it's available, and why because we have the funds to do it. So. Mm-hmm. Have a motion by three, a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right, now we'll read the addendum. Item number one is discussion and possible action regarding approval to purchase the skid steer for the $98,990.73. And item number two is discussion and possible action to approve the purchase of the Kubota excavator for $126,471.45. Motion by four. No, you can do them both. Now, motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right. All right. Item number nine is discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for health services from 082-939-53000. The FEP grant of $1,875 going to 082-939-51270, group health and dental of $1,875, purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Anything you need to add to that, Ms. Jennifer?
Okay.
Okay.
Did you you get any COVID test?
Yeah.
We do not test at the clinic.
All right. Do I have a motion?
Some
motion by two. Second by three. Any further discussion? Just throw it all off the rails, right? All right. Item number 10, discussion of possible action to accept the proposed elected official salary into the 25-26 budget. We posted that, did the mandatory 5 days to the elected officials.
That's what we posted, 26-27 budget?
Yep, 26-27 budget. There we go. Lots of typos. All right, well, mine's not, so she corrected y'all, so I didn't correct mine yet. All right, so it's the 26-27 budget. Again, I'm going to go back. So we did the five-day mandatory to the elected officials, got no appeals for that, posted it in the paper, so now we're ready to adopt that into the budget as stated. So I just need a motion to do so. Motion by two, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Okay. All right, I got you. Item number 11, discussion and possible action to accept the proposed tax rate for the fiscal year 26-27 budget. Again, like I discussed in the meeting earlier, we have to have, I have to post this on everyone until the budget is adopted. The ability to be able to make a motion on that, we're not at that point yet, so this would be a no action item at this point. Also, at this point, I would announce that we would have a second budget hearing on September 15th at 9 a.m., which will be the second one and the final one that we'll do. And at that point, then we'll be able to decide our tax rate.
And right now, we're looking at a 4.8.
Yeah, right now, the budget that I have, that I'm working on now, right now we're at a 0.49 is our current tax rate, and we're going to go to 0.48 is what I'm looking at the budget at right now, which is a reduction. Albeit not much, but it's a reduction. For us, it's a big reduction. It's a couple of million dollars. So, but that's it. So this would be a no action item at this time. Item number 12, discussion and possible action on the budget fiscal year 26-27, pursuant to local government code 111.007. Same thing as the item above. We're not ready here yet, but I still have to post it at my meetings. So, all right, so this will be no action as well. And item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding...
Did you want to vote for the part-time?
You can vote on the... public hearing part here is not accepting the budget.
Why don't we put it all in the budget and vote on it all at once?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we're just going to vote on all that when we do the budget at one time. We can do it here. I have a...
you might still need to adjust it as you work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
I mean, you got a good feel from the court during the public workshop. So, do what you need to do and present the budget.
Yeah. I mean, we can vote on those items if you want to vote on them now. And that way Penny can get it in the...
I just didn't know if on the... You were talking about personnel, if you wanted to just finish up on the personnel.
Yeah, so we had the... I can go through those. So we had the personnel. So we'll do it here, and that way we've got it out of the way, and that way you can go ahead and move it into the budget. As an approval.
Just that was.
I know.
I didn't know if they were ready on
I want to move
some
forward
of the other things.
The individual
rates. Yeah, so we've got, so the first item that we'll look at is what we discussed in the workshop earlier was the all part-time employees to include regular part-time, seasonal part-time, temporary part-time, summer help, $14 to add an additional dollar there. And then the GIS specialist intern, which is currently at $20, to add a dollar there. And then the sheriff's office part-time PRN nurse, which is currently at $25, would go to $26 at the dollar.
I'll make that motion.
Devin, you had mentioned in that meeting the other day about possibly raising that for your part-time folks at the in mosquito control. Are you having trouble filling the position at that? Is that what you're saying?
Not this year. We've had a slower year. But usually, yes. The applicants that you get, what you call clean for that. Especially the limited hours and that pay.
Laura, do you remember the last time we raised that for part time?
24, I believe.
Yeah.
It was $1.50. I had to go back and look at that.
Road and Bridge could use some help at the collection station too, Tracy, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so that's, well, currently we have it, like I said, currently it's at 14, so I think the discussion was there at 1, but that's, we can change whatever that needs to be here, so. Currently I have it at an additional dollar.
Motion.
I do have a motion for second, or 4 on that. Second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor? All right. And then we're going to look at, so we all heard the discussion on the probation employee that currently we are covering 50% of those fees of the salary of that person. The rest of it is covered by the fees associated in adult probation. Those numbers are, those caseload is down, and so it's not meeting its requirement of what that first cost, so we need to raise that the suggest rate is 75% of the payout of that employee and the fees covering the
25%. How many employees are in adult probation? That was a question I was going to ask after this was over with. Because there's more than just one, isn't there?
Well, there's one that does that job.
So that's specific to?
Specific to?
Bond supervision.
Bond supervision.
That was what I wasn't hearing earlier was a bond. This was all about the bond.
Yeah. And like I said, it's just there's not enough of them that's covering the cost of that employee. But we have to have that employee. So
what's that employee doing?
Never mind, Laura. I got where I was going. Okay.
So I had
the bond supervision. They process the bonds for people that are in probation. Process the bonds that are paid, the service fees monthly that are paid when you're on probation. So they manage all of that, make sure they're doing it on time. I mean, Denise maybe will give us a little bit more detail on it. I'm not as familiar with that, but
that look was no.
She was supposed to be here. She was supposed to be here today, and because there's things that are changing at the state.
Some type of probation job.
Yeah, she came and met with me yesterday to have our discussion with this, but it's not. She ended up having to go to another meeting because they're changing stuff at the state level as well.
This is a state mandated.
No, it is not.
It is not.
It's on supervision. Position.
So she's not contracted.
She's an actual employee.
No,
she's not contract labor.
No, she's not contract labor.
And it's a full-time position.
It is a full-time position with county benefits.
And the change, if we decide, I mean, and I think you're going to, is if we were going to try to go to, well, if we were going to try to go away from having that employee, that actually has to come through the district court judges and stuff, and it doesn't come through us to decide that. They're under the district court judges and under that side. We don't get to make that determination of whether she's an employee or she's not.
Well, I'd have to look into exactly what this is all new to me. I'm not aware of this situation, but a lot of the adult probation people are quasi-state employees. We hire them, but they have state authority. That's more complex than just county employee status.
But this employee is not a state employee. She is an employee for adult probation. And
it's an agreement between the district judges and commissioner's court that it's a split salary.
Okay.
Based off the fees.
I'm sorry, I don't know anything about the situation.
Well, it is a very confusing deal. It's the, you know, and like I said, it's never been an issue before because in the past, up until last year, was the first year. As those fees build up, they build up an account. And usually there's enough money in that account to cover the 50-50 split, which is what we've been at for years. Now, last year she used the majority of that money out of the account. There's not enough to carry it for another year at that rate.
I'm sorry.
I think a lot of that had to do with that bond reform.
Yeah.
That's where that money, because they're sitting in jail. They only have so many days to sit in jail.
They have to get out quicker. And that reduces the fee rate that we were getting.
And she thought she could cover it, but when y'all went up $2 an hour on the pay scale plus a dollar on longevity, she can no longer cover as much in percentage-wise.
Her fees.
But the biggest deal is
her revenue has not gone up.
The number of bond fees is less than it's been.
So if she wasn't there, who would cover this position?
That's up to Jamie.
Yeah, that'd be a Jamie. Jamie would. District
Jamie
court.
Would.
Question. I can request the answer on that because this is a separate deal. We have not made a motion on this one yet.
Well, I made the motion, man. You never rescinded.
Well, I know, but you rescinded it. Yeah. So we can hold off on this particular one until we can get more clarity from her, and you can maybe call her and talk to her and get some of your answers answered as well. Just hold off on this one.
Somebody else will make a motion.
Mm, yeah. Yes, she's a full-time position. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I got a question on that one, and then we will get with her on that one. Yes. All right. And then the other items that we can discuss in there is the items that we had in the workshop as well as all the additional purchase items and stuff that we had within the workshop. If y'all wanted to go through those individually, I can just read them off and say the ones that we've checked off as a yes. And that way we can look at those individually if you need to go back. So currently right now what we had in the workshop was we were going to do the $1 an hour on part-time workers. The capital outlay, which is equipment and stuff, which is the 8 laptops. We approved that one. Their total is $34,200. The maintenance department was the generators, rolling the $1 million over from the generators, one additional vehicle, the pod fans, and the maintenance fans and shops for a total of $1,096,000. In the sheriff's office, we approved the two boat shed lifts. I say not approved. We discussed the two boat shed lifts, a vehicle allotment of $350,000. To purchase whatever vehicles they want with that amount, so we're not going to be specific to the type of vehicle. The APX radio at $7,500, the range moving target system at $5,000, two covert cameras at the 11th. That we put $13,000 because it'll cost more before they got. I think the bid was $11,986, but it'll be more than that.
And again, these are not flock cameras.
And then the A1 new automated gate at the Batcave, which was $9,200. So that put their total at $413,700. And then we go to the jail. We approved discussed a jail room, jail dorm dryer, two jail kitchen stoves and ovens of $15,000, and jail kitchen ice machine of $6,000. We took the vehicle off because it's going to be in the vehicle total purchase price. And so that'd be $31,500 additional there. And then we had six self-contained breathing apparatus for a full shift on patrol of $22,500 each for a total of $129,000. Mosquito control, we had a truck for $46,000, the bed liner for the truck of $3,500, automatic gate opener out at the offices for $8,000, a tire changer of $6,000, and a wheel balancer of $5,000 for the total of $68,500. MIS software services and maintenance, the migration of the WatchGuard server to the cloud is $20,000 cost. Like I said, again, all these software stuff, a lot of this is mandatory stuff. It's just we have to upgrade. The sheriff's jail software service and maintenance, infirmary software of $39,000, $440 for the total cost of that, and then a recurring cost for 2 years following that of $13,400 a year for the maintenance cost. Mosquito control, software services and maintenance upgrades to the MS Stellar services is $13,000. Frontier Precision GIS software is $46,000. And that's all the tracking and all the stuff that they have to do for the reporting. It is $59,000. And then we're going to go into projects that we have currently on the books. So our mechanic shop, we had $500,000 originally. We purchased the building, which is just a hair under $100,000, so it's already in the books. So we're going to move the remaining $400 into this next year for the completion of the new mechanic shop. And so that's going to carry forward. And then we're going to maintenance, repairs, rentals, construction on that. So we have the cost of the chip seal roads. We do not have that cost yet, so we would not have that in here at this point. So we'll just leave a question on that one. And then the veterans building, the 4x4 with the slab, is addition out there is $75,000. And then finishing work to the veterans and the JP office out there is $50,000 for that upgrade. And so that is the cost of moving JP2 from its current location out to the new location at the veterans building and the additional add-on to that building. So the veterans will still be out there, but the JP2 will be out there. We put $50,000 as a hold for a new bathroom facility up in front of this building here so that we can have a public bathroom on the front of the building. And then we have the new flooring and admin building sections. We're trying to get rid of all the carpet in all these buildings because of every time it floods, we have carpet issues. It's a lot easier to dry some tiles than it is to dry carpet. That's a $50,000 to upgrade that. And then the concrete at the pods, we had that in last year's budget. It did not get completed, so we're carrying that. But it's $90,000, and so the quick explanation of what that is that our pods, where we use them, when we use them during election time, people have to go out of one door to where the parking lot is at. They go from concrete to gravel to concrete. That's not good for wheelchairs and people on walkers, and so we're going to concrete that section so we meet our ADA requirements.
Is that for a pod, or is that?
That's total. That's the total for the pods. And the adding some additional concrete at the road and bridge offices of $20,000 for parking spots in front of road bridge. And then we're going to have a upgrade on our pods. They were set up at a 200 amp service. We're going to change those to a 400 amp service because the 200 amp doesn't carry the load whenever the heaters are running or coffee pots and anything else at the same time. So we're going to change that out. And that is a total cost for all pods of $50,500. Yeah, and we're in discussions with that.
If this gets approved, can that be uploaded onto the web?
Yeah, well, it will be once the budget is approved. Yeah, this is just getting it to where we can move it into the budget.
I understand. So can the CapEx schedule be since it's being approved?
Not until the budget's approved.
Yeah, it won't be till the budget's approved. When we read the final budget, it'll be there. Because if I don't, why would I just put one piece of it and not put all of this on there if I'm going to update the deal all the time? Yeah. I'm sorry. The sheriff and the jail over here was $413,700. And then the additional software upgrades that they have to have is $39,440. It's two separate.
And that's
contingency. But that's just going to be in contingency. All right, and so the go to other. So we have our UPS backups from our MIS department is $72,000 for that software upgrade. And then the we had on there repair, rental, construction, and for the overhead door at the Batcave of $2,000. We had the expo to new health facility parking, and so again, that's out there at the expo building, and then the new health department, there was a grass area in the middle. We didn't budget that last year. We wanted to wait, so we want to do that this year. That's $350,000 estimated. We don't have the total cost on that yet. So $350,000 for that. The EDC additional, so we had EDC additional, we had money in our EDC for land purchases and EDC projects of $200,000. We committed that money to the new project that's coming into the city of Orange, but it is on a pay-as-they-go deal. So the $200,000 that we committed there is still in it, and as they hit the milestones, they'll get paid out that money. So I'm putting $200,000 back into it so that if we have another project come up, we have funds available for it. And then the Bluebird Park property, we put $150,000 in there for purchase of some property potentially out there and demolition of it. There's if you've been out to Bluebird Park, there's where the old Bluebird restaurant and all that was, all that I think is in the probate of the family. that we're hoping that we can purchase that property if available, if made available. We want to be able to purchase that. We'll just tear the building down and it'll just be completely parked, because there is a, that building is, that property is almost literally the footprint of the building is what they own, and the rest of it is all county property. So we want to try to purchase that if available and get that into our county property. And that would be the total on the stuff that we've discussed at this point to go into the budget if y'all so choose. So do y'all have any questions on any of that or anything else you want to add to that? Or? I have a motion by Ford.
Is there any access to the old Bluebird restaurant through the parking lot that's not on county? Where they, there's not a right-of-way or an easement or anything?
I'm not sure. It literally sits, that building, you go up 2 feet either direction in the line of the building, and that's their property.
Well, part of the property is on our property.
Yeah, and part, yeah.
Part so of the building there, is there on two, our property.
There are two little cook shed buildings.
Are already on county.
Are already on county property. And so if someone, if they were ever to decide that they were going to reopen that back up under someone else or whatever else, that's going to have to be removed. That was an agreement we had with him when he was alive. But it won't move forward to whoever else is on it. It'll have to be removed. All right, I have a second by Three. Any further discussion? Yes, to add all of those listed items into the budget. I'm sorry. I do not. I can get you one, though. Because we had some ads, we had some changes. I'll get you a total. All right, so motion by Four, second by Three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Bless you. All right. Notes so I don't forget what I'm doing. Item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the income standards for the Orange County Indigent Healthcare Program effective September 1st, 2026 through August 31st, 2027. Ms. Jennifer, you are up.
Yes, sir. Each year we are required to adopt the standards for indigent healthcare. The minimum eligibility is 21%. In order to credit towards state assistance, should we ever exceed our amount, is 49%. We've been at 49% for multiple years, and I would suggest that we stay there if possible.
Okay. This doesn't hurt, so move.
Second. I have a motion by Two, second by Four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
No.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 14, discussion and possible action on approving the Local Emergency Planning Committee, LEPC, to apply for the Local Emergency Planning Committee grant offered through the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Action may include the County Judge of the Emergency Management Coordinator to sign the same. Mr. Joel, you're up.
Judge Commissioners, the reason that says that is because that's what the grant said, is the Judge of the Coordinator. It's a grant we applied for through LEPC. There is no match on it. It's for several different projects through them, advertising stand, training, things like that. And if you're not familiar with LEPC, that is industry and first responders within our county that that meet, so everybody knows what's happening.
Y'all just had a meeting last week, didn't you?
Every other
some kind of drill, like
that. Oh yes, we did have a drill.
Okay. Have a motion by Three, second by Two. Further discussion. All in favor? Any opposed? Yes, sir. Item number 15: discussion and possible action on advertising for bids to complete the concrete parking lot between the Orange County Expo Center and the new Public Health Services building. Michelle, that's pretty self-explanatory. We're just going to get the bid on that, an actual bid.
Who designed it? We don't have a scope to go out. What are you going out with to get a bid on it?
I
We have the measurements.
Yeah,
I mean, Joel.
We do.
There's a scope there. We just never did process because we didn't want to do it last year. Yeah. So it'll go out on that scope. Motion by three, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 16, discussion and possible action regarding the portion of Lot 27 of the Texel Road subdivision unrecorded into Lots 27A and 27B being a 1.646-acre tract of land recorded in Clerk's File Number 558234 of the official public records of Orange County, Texas, lying in the TNORR survey, section number 27, abstract number 192, Orange County, Texas. This final plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Road and Bridge Administrator in the Orange County Drainage District. The proper filing and reproduction fees have been paid and a tax statement has been provided.
I apologize. The plat's on the way, but it is, we do have all the tax statement and the
okay, filing. You just don't have it with you at the time.
It's on the way. I figured it'd be here by the time you read all that, but didn't.
All right. We can approve it because it's going to be signed.
Yes, everything's checked and everything taxes are paid on. We reviewed it. Everything's good.
Okay. I have a motion by three and a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Item number 17, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with the assistant county attorney one or more discrete and unrelated matters regarding pending or threatened litigation, as well as to seek or receive information and advice from the assistant county attorney on legal matters that are not related to litigation or settlement of litigation, but are matters in which the duty of the attorney is to the court, otherwise conflicts with Chapter 551. Ms. Denise, who do we need? And
that'll be the court, myself, Tracy, Michelle, and Lori without recording.
Right, so we will go into closed session at 10:50. So we're going to open back up at 11:05. For any action necessary?
I recommend no action at this time.
No action. Hang on a minute. All right. I have a motion by three, a second by four to discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioners Court meeting. Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? We are adjourned at 11:06.
No, is that who that is?
No, this was a South Texas. This is a different.